You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca. To the show, Mark Spector from Rogers Sportsnet. Spec, how you doing?
Doing all right. That sounds like a nice little deal out at Glendale. I kind of like that.
Oh, buddy, it's fantastic, man. Of course, I golf there a few. Well, you golf there at the Orders event. The course is in unreal shape, man.
So it's a good course.
Like, yeah. No. You got to be.
I would need
it
that
challenges
pool,
you.
Dude. Yeah. After I bang it around and over 100 around that course, I'd need that pool just to cool my nerves.
Oh. Yeah. No. But it is. It's a lot of fun. The Edmonton Orders, they're loading up their top two lines, and why not? Your bottom six can't, as they say, piss a drop right now. So load up in the top two, especially when I look at the next four teams coming in here. You should say our third and fourth line, just don't get outscored, and we should be okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a microcosm or a macrocosm, I guess, of an average game. Like, let me put it to you this way. When you're down 3, you go into the game with your lines, and then you're down 3-2 with 10 minutes left, and Knobloch puts his big boys together. He plays the top two lines. You're trying to catch up. Well, their season's at a point now, Jay, where they're playing some pretty good hockey. They got a huge opportunity here. They got four home games in a row against teams that if they play well, they can beat. This is a big moment. You know, it's more important now to get some goals and put the big guys together on the top two lines probably than it is to try to worry about chemistry and the depth guys and third line, fourth line. We'll get to that here, I'm sure. But right now, they got to win hockey games, and probably putting Nugent Hopkins on that top line is the best way in the immediate right now to win hockey games.
Yeah, well, they need to win, right? Like this, hey, they played well against Minnesota, and that's all good. Their defensive game has come on here in the last five games, but they've only won two of them, right? Like they're still 2-2-1 in their last five, and they've played pretty well, but they're only 2-2-1. Like you got to start, the solid efforts have to become wins.
Yeah, no question, and I think they're there. I think like it has to start with defense and goaltending. You know, we know hockey now. It's, as much as you hate to say it, they don't play 7-5 games anymore. You can't be that team. So they've. I'm not telling you that they're perfect defensively, but they seem to have found a bit of a groove here, right? They've had four out of their last five games, or they've been pretty good defensively, and now you know it won't take. Scoring goals isn't the big hurdle for this team. They always find their goals. It's just a question of how many they let in. So, yeah, I think they're poised here to take a run, but you can't let it get away. You got to make, you know, it's one thing to be in a nice position and all that rhetoric. It's quite another to get the job done. It's time to get the job done here.
Yeah, 100%. You have to play Pickard at some point. His last start against Tampa Bay was good. You know, I thought it was either going to be tonight or Winnipeg, and that was the obvious two. And, you know what, if it's tonight, you're going up against the worst offensive team who creates the fewest chances in the league. And Pickard played very well in his last start, right? So, you know, try to gain him some confidence, and then you go right back to Skinner. Like, I think Skinner probably starts the next three at home after this.
Yeah, I get it. Like, if Pickard was still... you know, hadn't had a really good start in Tampa, his last start. Yeah, I wonder if he was really scuffling, I question whether they'd interrupt this run of fine defensive play by playing him. But he did play well. He had a really good game in Tampa. And you know how it is with sports, man. When a guy has a good game, you want to get him in there again. You want him to maintain that feeling. Like, you know, the backup goalie is important. You can't go through a season with a backup goalie that's got an 850 or whatever Picker's got going right now, or certainly heading into that Tampa game. His save percentage was awful. And it's, you know, so yes, what they're trying to do here is keep the engine running on the backup goalie. And tonight's probably the softest landing they're going to find for him, right?
Yeah, for sure. You had time now. You know, I read the article on Trent Frederick, Spec, and I thought it was pretty honest. About,
well written, eh?
Yeah. You know what? Who is the ghostwriter? Schelke write that one? But you know, but like he seemed like I thought like the one comment about, hey man, you know what? You get the minutes you deserve, and basically he's kind of what he was saying. Like I haven't played well. Like he's not. Then I wonder, is like, God, is the guy almost too hard on himself? Right? Like there's a level of, you know, you don't want to go Jack Campbell to the point where It's never good enough, right? So you don't want to find that. But like, and I know lots of times not everything gets into print, right? Just like, you know, I have lots of conversations with guys and you record some of it and then you talk to the guy afterwards and he tells you something else and it's not in the interview, which is fine. You come away with anything else on Frederick and why it just hasn't gotten to the point where he wants it to be yet?
Well, you know, not as much on sort of why it's gone this way. I thought I got an insight into how he's feeling about the fact that it's gone this way. Like one of the quotes I really liked was, he said, you know, I think all my teammates think I'm a pretty good guy, but I think they want me to be a better player too, a pretty good player. He says, I do too. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell you that I came out of there thinking he knows exactly what to do to get out of this. I don't think he does, frankly. I think he's scuffling along here. And he is. He's in that tough spot now where, you know, now he's only playing 8.5-9 minutes a night. And it's really tough, really tough mm-hmm. to get out of your, you know, any bad streak or to make something good happen, to find some luck, to you know, bang a rebound in, to find hits. I mean, I had a guy tell me years ago, I've said it on the show before, when you're hopping the boards and you don't even have a sweat going, said it's damn near impossible to be a good hockey player.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. He's sitting there. He talked yesterday about TV timeouts and how he's on the bench going, oh, I hope we don't have a TV timeout because that means they're going to skip my line and go right back to the top line. And that's a feeling he hasn't had since he was a rookie. And now he's having it again. And he said, like, me and Klattenberg, we're in the same boat. The only difference is Frederick's 27 and Klattenberg's a first-year pro.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not supposed to be in the same boat, but they are right now.
Yeah. And it is the – like, I kind of like that insight from a player because I think sometimes, you know, people forget the human element of it, of, you know, kind of what's going on the bench and, you know, you don't want it – because you can get another shift because, you know, that one extra shift, now you're not sitting for as long because sometimes you get the TV timeout and depending on the rotation, now you've sat on the bench for real time of 5, 6, 8 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And it's just hard. I think it's a very difficult – it's very underappreciated and probably disrespected how hard it is because most people, like, how you sit at your job, do, and then you got to go 100%, right? Like, you know, it's like, hey, I'm doing my job every day, but most jobs aren't physically exerting your heart rate to the max for 40 seconds and coming off. It's not what it is. So it's hard mentally, physically to get going. And I think it's harder when you're trying to crash and bang. And now, Speck, he's probably like, hey, just don't get scored on. You're not even thinking about offense. You're just thinking, don't get scored on. And now you're just in that, you know, you're just in a vicious cycle because you can't get out of it.
You become a guy that's just trying to play no event hockey.
Yes.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so now you're that guy. But Frederick's problem is he needs some kind of events to get him back into coach's good books here and start to turn 8.5 minutes into 12.5 and maybe 15 or 16. And when you're going out there, like in that situation, just trying to survive the shift, you know, I mean, I'd say like any of the guys out there that play rec hockey, beer league hockey, you know, the first shift of the period is always the worst shift because you don't have a sweat. You skate out on the ice. You're getting your feet again. Second, third shift, away we go. But for this guy and the Klattenbergs of the world, every shift is your first shift because you just haven't played enough. So, yeah, it's difficult. And you know what? He's put himself in this position, and now he's got to get himself out of this position. You know, in the end, I guess he'll be better for it. But right now, I don't think he feels too great about what's going on here.
No, that is valid. Are you surprised Tomasik's being sat out this much, considering that no one in the top six is even scoring a goal? Bottom six, excuse me?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't think let's work from the bottom. Tomasik's not a fourth-line player, right? He's not a fourth-line player. Running him out there as your fourth-line center is – and playing him 8 minutes, like, I think it's just a waste of everybody's time. I'd rather play Noah Philp, you know. I'd rather play Curtis Lazar, has made a career out of being that player. He's way better at it. So he's not a fourth-line guy. Is he a third-line guy? Well, Henrik's your third-line centerman. Tomasik isn't going to beat Henrik out of a job here. Nugent Hopkins has been your third-line centerman some nights. So I just – and he's not a top six player on this team.
Oh, not a top six. No, God, no.
But he's a top six player. Like, that's his style. At least top nine. He's a top nine guy. And you know what? He's in the wrong team. He should be playing for Vancouver where they got no centers, or a town where he can get a foothold here. Like, I just don't see a job for him here. You had a chance to talk to him. So have I. Every one of us comes away the same way. He's an awesome guy, right? He's a freaking killer, cool guy from Czecho. He's played in Europe. He brings all this insight. Like, I talked hockey with him for 20 minutes one day, and it's fantastic. Yes. I'm cheering for him. But you know what? I don't see a job for him on this team, Jason. Do you?
No, I don't. Especially, you know, you don't have Rossovic or Kapanen in the lineup, and he can't get in the lineup. So, no, I think, I don't see it. You know, it's now, because of his age, if he was a young 21-year-old player, Speck, he'd be down in the minors. He wouldn't be sitting in the press box all the time. And you know, he's trying to get acclimatized first year in North America. Like, I wouldn't be shocked, Speck, that when he goes down to the American League, because I think eventually he'll go there if they get healthy, and he would go down there and produce points. I would not be surprised at all, because he's a good player, right? But he's a 29-year-old player, and, you know, you want to play your young guys. And so, like, I look, and you know what? Now, you do have up until Christmas time, because it doesn't sound like, you know, Rossovic for sure, Kapanen maybe before Christmas, but, you know, probably afterwards, it sounds like. And if you look at it, you know, they got some young guys playing well in the minors, but if you're going to call them up, they're going to be in the lineup. They're not going to be the 13th guy. So, you know, I guess Lazar could come back out, but they don't really have a center down there. Howard's a winger, you know. So if you take Lazar out, well, then, you know, I guess if you go Henrique, your fourth line center, then you could do it and you could bring up a winger. But I mean, do I want Howard playing 9 minutes a night on the fourth line or 10? It doesn't really make sense to me either.
And do I want Tomasic playing my fourth line? Like, he's not a fourth line player. Your fourth line centerman needs to play a hard game. He needs to be an excellent defender in case he gets caught out against the first line. He needs to be a really strong faceoff. Like, there's a particular type of guy that's a fourth line center. And Tomasik, he needs to be a second line center somewhere. That's what he needs to shine here. This is a guy that led the Swedish league in goals and scoring. Like, he's a good player. You don't do that by mistake. Mm-hmm. But he's never going to get that job here. So he's just, like I say, I wish they'd trade to Vancouver for a fifth. And I love to see the guy get a proper dose of ice time in a offensive situation and see how he does, you know, just see how he does. Because I don't see him getting a chance here, Jay. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Speck, have a good one at the rink. We will chat with you later.
All right. See you there.